Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Third and final hour already. It's always a vortex here in the political cesspool. Time goes by so quickly. But welcome back to the show. James Edwards here with you. Winston Smith co-hosting with me these final 2 hours. Saturday night, August 28th, we're live here in Memphis, Tennessee at AM 1380 WLRM Radio. Going out to our AM-FM affiliate stations on the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Where, thanks to the Liberty News Radio Network, our broadcast archives are available at the conclusion of each live program. Winston, why don't you remind the audience what we've been talking about for 2 hours already? Winston.
Here.
There he is. All right, we just got to get these mics working, that's all. Winston, why don't you remind the audience, as we just set the table here for the top of this third hour, what we've been discussing for the last couple hours on the show?
Okay, I'm trying to remember what I was going to say when you came back on.
I know you had something. You wanted first dibs. Have you gathered it?
Honestly, no. What were we talking about?
Well, I was asking you to share with the audience that which we've been discussing.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Well,
the hero page. I was gonna remind people who might be GOP voters that if they are disgusted with the GOP and the stupid hero page, I would invite them to go to the American Third Position website.
Hey, excellent point. Now that's the truth. I'm glad you brought that up. With me being a member of the board of directors of that organization, it should have dawned upon me that yes, there is a political party out there that seeks to represent conservative European Americans, and it's headed up by, among others, Dr. Kevin MacDonald and Bill Johnson, who have guested on this show to represent the party. It's the website is American3P.org for American Third Position, American3P.org.
Okay.
Definitely check it out. And as Winston was mentioning before we hit the bottom of the hour break, we're talking about the heroes page of the GOP, in which it features non-blacks, three radical feminists, and whites who have contributed to the downfall of our culture. And that's it. No decent Republicans like Pat Buchanan are featured. Now, Pat Buchanan, by the way, just wrote an excellent new column on the facts of life. It's the title of the column is The Myth of Equality, and Pat Buchanan's a good friend of this program, been on the show a couple of times. I worked for him back in 2000, which was actually how I got my start in this movement. But here's what Pat says. Now, this is a Republican who tells it like it is. When it comes to, and I'm quoting directly from his column now, when it comes to artistic ability, musical ability, acting ability, athletic ability, Americans accept the reality of inequality. We are not born equal, other than in our God-given and constitutional rights. We are not all equally gifted. There are prodigies. Even a kid halfway through first grade knows who can spell and can sing and who cannot, who is bright and talented and athletic and who is not. What most Americans seek is a level playing field on which all compete equally. For what we ultimately seek is excellence, not equality. Why then cannot our elites accept that, be it by nature, nurture, attitude, or aptitude, we are not all equal in academic ability? Winston, you know, once again, Pat telling it like it is, laying it out there. As Thomas Jefferson said, we quoted him already once tonight, free men are never equal, and equal men are never free. But, you know, why isn't Pat Buchanan on that heroes page instead of, you know, these unknown Reconstruction-era governors, for God's sake?
That is an absolute insult that page is, James. And again, folks, go to the American3P.org website and seriously consider, if not joining the American Third Position Party, at least supporting it. It is the only political party that is going to represent you the way you deserve to be represented. And, you know, you might say, well, it's just another third party. Folks, it has to start somewhere. We're in the middle of a revolution. There's going to be a price to be paid. We might lose some elections. I'm sure we will lose some. But you have to look beyond your own lifetime. Look into the lifetime of your children and your grandchildren and do something now. We're in this position because people did not look at even the next generation. They saw only their own lifetime. They saw only their own experiences. And that's where their thinking stopped. It's time for us to take a broader view of our people's existence on this continent, and it has to start somewhere, folks. So I beseech you, go to AmericanFreeP.org, read up on the American Third Position Party. Don't pay attention to what our enemies are going to say about the American Third Position Party. They're not going to say a damn thing good about it. You know it as well as I do.
Or truthful, I might add.
Yeah. So knowing that your enemies are going to lie about you, that frees you up to do what is right. And right now, folks, the right thing to do is to align yourself with a political party that is going to speak for you, that is going to act on your behalf. None of the other parties are going to do it.
Winston, great point, and I want to remind people that we're going to have some fun this third hour. We're going to hit the phones hard and heavy coming up here, and if you're already on the line, stay on the line. I promise that we're going to get to you. If you're not on the line or perhaps you're having trouble getting through, keep dialing. We're going to take as many calls as we can in short order. I want to conclude by reading the final part of Pat Buchanan's article on the myth of equality. He writes, "Perhaps it's time to abandon the goal of educational equality as utopian, i.e. unattainable, and to focus, as we do in sports and art, on excellence. Teach all kids to the limit of their ability while recognizing that all are not equal in their ability to read, write, learn, compute, or debate, any more than they are equally able to play in a band or excel on a ball field. For an indeterminate future, Mexican kids are not going to be able to match Asian kids in math. The beginning of wisdom is to recognize this world as it is, not as we wish it to be." Hey, that's why Pat Buchanan's Pat Buchanan. And, you know, really, Pat Buchanan is a big reason why this show is on the air today. He gave me my start. So I always want to tip my hat to the man, and his article right now is latest article right on cue with what we believe here in the cesspool. Now let's go to the phones. Anton in Pennsylvania. Anton, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, James, how are you tonight?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
Not too bad. I got two quick things to point out. I'm really glad that you guys are really pointing out Glenn Beck for what he really is. A lot of white voters out there who are voting Republican always tell me, oh, you got to listen to Glenn Beck. He's a true constitutionalist, and he's really a friend of American people. And I always try to tell people that he's a liar and he's just a very deceitful man. And I'm glad that you guys are totally pointing that out in your show. And he's no friend of ours, and he's no friend of true Americans by any means. And the second thing, I was looking on your website, and I couldn't find you anywhere on it, but do you guys ever think about considering making bumper stickers? Or is this something that's been done in the past, or you have some for sale?
No, we don't. And the answer is yes, we have, and no, we don't. Yes, we've thought about it. You know, I know we can do better in having a store with apparel. I mean, we've got this burgeoning audience, and we probably should be doing more along those lines. I guess at the end of the day, the reason being is that we do this as volunteers and not as a career, and so we do the best we can with the time we have available. But you know, there are so many ways that this show could expand and continue to do more. I think the only way the only thing our show couldn't do more this summer is get more media attention, because that seems to be not a problem. But yeah, as far as that goes, Anton, I appreciate you bringing it up. First of all, the Glenn Beck thing, you're right on target, and kicking us. You know, spurring us there to go on and get some stuff done on the advancement front that probably should have been done a long time ago, when you look at the popularity of this show and the size of its audience based upon that which we have to give you. Other than the show itself, we don't really have a lot of merchandise in the book, I guess, you know, now that I've got the book out. But yeah, we should do more bumper stickers. We should do T-shirts. We should do all that stuff. And in fact, my wife has even been on me to make some pink political cesspool T-shirts. I don't know how big that would sell with an audience that's probably like, you know, 85% male, but there's some girls out there that like the show.
All right, well, James, you guys have a good night.
Hey, thank you, Anton. Yeah, Winston.
James and Anton, one of the sponsors of Liberty News Radio is I can't remember the name of it, but they specialize in bumper stickers. They call themselves the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. And sometimes, James, when you're blabbing on and on, I will go through their inventory, and they have some really, really sharp bumper stickers.
Yeah.
And until the political cesspool, until we come up with our own, I would commend you to that company. Maybe Denny can remind us of what that sponsor's name is.
Yeah, I know it. It's Liberty Stickers, and they can go to libertynewsradio.com and peruse the inventory there at Liberty Stickers. And Winston, man, I tell you, you're sharp tonight. Plugging A3P, plugging Liberty Stickers, but when it's absolutely appropriate and, in
Don't
fact, necessary. That's why you're there. You're helping me out. You're doing the things that I don't have the vision to see. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Well, that was Art Frith, our producer, and you heard him give out the number. We are doing something we rarely do, but we're doing it tonight. We're opening up the phone lines for a little open mic time, 1-866-986-NEWS is the number. I know we've got a few callers on the line right now. We're going to get to as many of you as possible, but keep calling us up. I mentioned before the break that we've got, I've never really actually done the research, so I'm just guessing here, but judging by the amount of correspondence we get and so on and so forth, I would guess that the listening audience of the political cesspool is probably about 80-85% male. But when you are as handsome as I am, you're going to attract some females. That's inevitable. And I don't know how good the pink T-shirts would sell. But we do have actually a female caller on the line right now, and I know who she is because she writes in quite a bit and is a big fan and has been a great supporter of our work, Courtney in Alabama. Courtney, thanks for calling tonight.
Hello, James.
First time caller, right?
Yes, this is my first time.
Well, what can we do for you? It's good to hear you.
Yeah, it's good to be on the show. Thanks for taking my call. I'm real excited about this and nervous, but I'm sorry if I'm already bringing something up that has already been mentioned on your blog or on your show. I've kind of been out of the loop lately. I've been trying to keep up to date on things. But anyways, I don't know if you were watching Glenn Beck's show like a week and a half ago. I had the misfortune of turning it on, but he decided to spend his entire show going on and on about how the Native Americans were not savages. And
I didn't see that. Denny, can you pump up her volume a little bit? She was coming in real light. But I know she was asking about Glenn Beck and apparently now his new hero. You know, we did see it. If you saw it on the blog, Courtney, you probably did. You know, the big rambling, you know, pseudo-history of the black founding fathers. And, of course, he worships at the altar of King. But now you're telling me, what was the show on American Indians all about?
Well, first, I mean, it was so ridiculous that I didn't really understand what his point was, but he kept going on and on about mistakes we've made in our history, but we need to focus on the good things, too. And he was basically saying that Andrew Jackson was wrong with Manifest Destiny because he thought the Native Americans were savages, whereas Thomas Jefferson had a more honorable opinion of Native Americans because he saw them as very advanced. And then he starts talking about all these theories about how the the Hebrews and the Egyptians sailed to America, and the Native Americans are related to them, and they had advanced cities. And, it was just ridiculous, and I didn't understand what his point was.
Courtney,
like, why are you spending an entire show about this?
You know, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Did catch the tail end. I didn't see the show, but I know what show you're referring to now because I knew that Beck was dogging out Thomas Jefferson because, you know, Thomas Jefferson's nothing compared to, you know, Martin Luther King. And so, yeah, he was dogging out Jefferson for not being tolerant enough of the American Indians and in Beck's words. And so, of course, you know, Thomas Jefferson just joins the list of evil white people, the never-ending list. So, yeah, I did see that. But let me just go on record here about the American Indians. They were squatters. That's what they were. They were squatters. And, you know, the liberals give you this myth that they lived in this utopian society where they were, you know, eco-friendly and just living in perfect peace and harmony. When Columbus, and during that era, when they landed in the New World, or even if you fast forward to the point of the original Jamestown settlers and things of that nature, you know, what these people were, you know, they came here. There were only a few hundred thousand Indians in all of this continent, and that, you know, hundreds of tribes, and yet only a couple hundred thousand Indians in all of North America. Okay, they lived in squalor. They fought with each other before the white man got here. When the white man got here, they didn't teach us how to plant corn and cook turkey. You know, they killed us. You know, they tried to kill us. And you've seen Doc Tari, the weaker animal always goes. And
yeah.
The Americans were right to defend themselves. They had enough of you know, their antics, and they did away with them. And I think that they had to do that. And Jefferson was right. Andrew Jackson was right, and that's all there is to it. And for Glenn Beck to go back and, you know, buy into this whole multicultural myth that they were just peace-loving, animal-loving, so on and so forth, is just, you know, more nonsense, more foolishness from Glenn Beck. Winston, what's your take on it? Am I on track here? Am I missing something?
You are on track. The Indians were anything but eco-friendly or green, as we might call them. They pushed entire species of animals into extinction. They burned out acres upon acres of woodlands in order to force deer to go to a kill zone so they could get to them. They were savages. And Courtney, the reason why Glenn Beck has such a strange vision, a strange view of the Aboriginal Americans, is because he's a Mormon. And if you read their representative writings, they have a very odd version of history of the Aboriginal Americans. He is dead wrong about Egyptians and Mesopotamians and Africans sailing to the New World and becoming the American Indians. They are of Mongol descent. They are Mongoloids, and that's just an accepted fact of anthropology. But take anything.
Go ahead, James. Well, I was just going to say, Courtney, thank you for the call. It's good to hear your voice, and I appreciate all the emails you send in, and certainly stay in touch and call again. And thanks for bringing up yet another unknown fact about Glenn Beck's folly that I was not yet made aware of. So once again, another reason not to support Glenn Beck. Let's go now to James, good name, in Oklahoma. James, you're on the air. All right, James, you're now on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Oh, I was thinking about joining the American Third Position for the last month because Dr. Kevin McDonald keeps recommending it in his Occidental Observer.
Right.
And I've been reading Dr. McDonald's works for a very long time, and he's obviously very brilliant and very courageous. And I looked at the A3P site for a long time before I made up my mind, and I joined it yesterday.
Well, congratulations. I know you've made Winston very happy tonight.
I'm always happy, James.
Well, you know, in all seriousness, you made the right choice. I'm very proud to be a part of the leadership apparatus there. And as far as Kevin McDonald goes, I walk in the shadow of giants, you know, being associated with him. Kevin, I'm happy to say, is a very close and personal friend of mine, and a more brilliant scholar just cannot be found on the issues that for which he advocates. And, yeah, you know, I think if you go to the website, it's the best-looking website on the Internet. I mean, it's just so sharp. They really put their best foot forward in making a good representation of themselves and of our message. And, yeah, I hope to see you at A3P functions in the future, James.
Well, I'm, like I said, I don't know where they are or when they are, but I'm pretty impressed by the website and by the forums and the quality of the comments and the blogs on that site. This is These are very intelligent people. Some of them are very sharp, and I'm impressed.
Hey, Winston, hang on right there. We got to take a break. James, thank you for the call. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's three endorsements tonight. Three for three. James Edwards, James from Oklahoma, and, of course, Winston Smith. Check out American3P.org. I don't think you'll be disappointed in what you see. When we come back, folks, we're going to go back to the phones. More calls. Get your calls in now. I want to thank Courtney and James for their calls that segment. 1-866-986-NEWS, and a homework assignment for everyone listening tonight. I really want you to get on board with this. I'm going to tell you what it is right after this.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We gotta get out of
this place. All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards and Winston Smith here with you in the political cesspool as we continue to cater to the most responsive audience in all of broadcast radio, be it financially, moral support, or calling in, we've got the best. Winston, would you disagree with that?
Not in the slightest.
Well, let's get back to them right now. Gentleman on the line from Clinton Township. Where is Clinton Township?
It is Macomb County, Michigan. It is, M59, right around Sterling Heights and, Mount Clemens.
Bouncing around all over the place tonight. California, Michigan, Alabama, Pennsylvania. Listen, everybody's tuned into the cesspool. What can we do for you tonight, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to say that you guys really hit the nail on the head, and you usually do, with the cultural Marxism stuff.
Right.
People don't understand just how invasive that can be. And how it has, people are foolish in the idea that they can reject the idea of Santa Claus, but they still think that there's going to be this utopia where Santa Claus can become a reality. He might look like Karl Marx or Joseph Stalin, but that he'll give you everything. And from morning, noon, and night, you'll have everything. And with that comes the love of the blacks and the Hispanics that you're giving other things to. The left in this country are foolish. They seem to think that just handing stuff out to these people is going to, somehow, the elite whites. That somehow it's going to insulate them. It's not going to.
No, you're exactly right. I think it goes without saying that you're exactly right. It's rhetorical, and I can guarantee you this. Now, the left and, I hate to, you can't say Glenn Beck's a conservative. You have to say that the conservative movement is now also a leftist movement as it is now. But and they'll scoff at this, but I guarantee you race relations were much better. There was a far greater mutual respect between the primary races in this country, black and white, back in the 50s and even before the 50s than there is today. The more you give them, the more you pander, the more they hate. And I don't know why that is, but it's apparently true, obviously true. And, as you say, it's just a fool's errand to continue to try to placate them. They're not going to. But maybe, again, this is the other side of the coin. Maybe this is the purpose of the Republican Party and Fox News. Maybe they know it's never going to work, and they are purposefully trying to torpedo the Republican Party from what it perhaps stood for decades ago. But anyway, thank you for the call and for making another astute point. Denny, where's our next caller from? We're waiting. Got another caller. We got another caller from somewhere. Who do we have? It's a mystery guest. Hello.
Are you talking to me?
I guess I am. Where are you calling from?
Hey, listen. I'm Jane from Pennsylvania.
Okay, Pennsylvania.
I have a question about something I find very, very odd.
Okay.
About Glenn Beck. Okay, now, I'm speaking a little bit out of my area of specialty because I was born and raised Catholic, which Glenn Beck was also. In fact, I think he went to Catholic schools. And as such, I'm sure he was taught that the source of authority in the Christian religion is the Pope and the Church.
Right.
Now, this is my question, okay? Like I said, I'm talking out of my specialty, but I always understood that Protestants that accept the Bible as their source of authority did not consider Mormons Christians. Now, this is my question, okay? So many of these Protestant luminaries come on his show, and they will sit there, and they will let him identify himself as a Christian. But because Mormons accept the Book of Mormon and don't really accept the divinity of Christ the way Christians do, why are they doing this?
Great question, and stay on the line because I want to ask you something before you go, but I'm going to actually let Winston answer that one. Winston
okay.
is our resident theologian.
Okay.
Ma'am, you were breaking up a little bit there. I couldn't catch everything that you were saying.
Okay. Well, the crux of my question is this. On Glenn Beck's show, as a Mormon, accepting
right.
the Book of Mormon and not accepting the divinity of Christ, for Protestants
right.
who see the Bible and the Bible is the only source and accepting the Trinity, why do so many of the Protestant luminaries that go on his show, like that David Barton, why do they sit there when he identifies himself as a Christian?
Oh, ma'am, the problem is that so-called conservative Christians place more emphasis on conservative than they do on Christian. I have found the same sort of thing rather befuddling and sometimes infuriating. This goes back a long time when conservative Christians began adopting the Washington Times as their rag of choice. And that newspaper is owned by Sun Young Moon. He's the head of the Unification Church. So, here we have conservative Christians getting their news from Sun Young Moon, a cult leader. And you have conservative Christians falling all over themselves to adopt Michael King, aka Martin Luther King, as their new Christ, even though the man was not a Christian. He denied the most fundamental doctrines of the Christian faith, the historic Christian faith. And now their media darling is Glenn Beck, a Mormon. I don't know what our people's problem is. But I will say this, that culture is an outgrowth of religion. And what you see going on in our country now is because we have abandoned our religion, and especially the fourth commandment to honor our fathers and our mothers. The fourth commandment tells us to honor our fathers and our mothers, that our days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth us. And, If we think we are losing our land, if we think we are losing our country, we're right. And the reason for that is because we have abandoned the right teaching of our fathers and our mothers. As to why Protestant Christians are so willing to do that, ma'am, it is a mystery to me. I don't know why, unless most people just see fighting from a position of disadvantage has some kind of virtue to it. I don't understand it.
Hey, Winston, that was an excellent answer. And, man, before you leave, I want to ask you a quick question,
mm-hmm.
just out of curiosity. As a Catholic, you've identified yourself as a Catholic, I believe?
I identify myself as a traditional Catholic,
well, in line
with Hunt and Gibson.
Even better. Well, you actually just stole my thunder, as a matter of fact. I wanted to ask you if, by chance, you caught our interview with Hunt and Gibson a couple of weeks ago. And what
yes,
you thought
I
of
did.
It.
In fact, I briefly know Hunt and Gibson from going to the same church as him in Western Pennsylvania for a while.
Well, I believe you share good company, and certainly I am a man who has a great deal of respect for Hutton Gibson and wanted to know if you as a Catholic saw eye to eye with him. And apparently you do, and that makes me like you even more. And thank you so much for the call.
You know, if I may say something here, there is a site for Catholics that are interested in traditionalism and what's happening to the church to go to called Traditio, the Father's Replies. They cover a lot of these political issues. Traditio. T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O.
All right. Well, thank you for putting that out there for anyone who's interested. And thank you very much for the very polite and genteel call. It's great to hear from you tonight. Let's go very quickly. Last call of the night. I know we got a lot of callers still on the line, but I got to get to my homework assignment for everyone, and that's here coming up in the last segment. So we're going to go to Los Angeles County now. Last caller of the night from L.A. Back to L.A. And we got 45. We got 45 seconds. I apologize for the rush, but what can we do for you?
Yeah, well, I watched all of the Glenn Beck coverage, and I think there's something fairly interesting. There was a black rally that went on later in the afternoon, and they talked about the 63 March on Washington, and they said labor unions best in basically all the people.
Right.
And I think the difference between the Beck thing and the 63 march is that the white people are self-motivated. They weren't bussed in by any labor union or any organization. I think this is a tremendous show of white self-confidence. And, yeah, they're kissing the black butts, but that day is going to come to an end. When you see burning cities and bloody massacres, they're not going to get out their checkbooks the way they did in the 60s. There's going to be some serious repercussions this time.
Hey, thank you for that comment, and you're exactly right, and I will actually
very
follow up on that when we come back. Very good comment, sir. Thank you for the call.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
If I didn't tell him, I didn't. Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
What an exquisite show tonight, and what exquisite callers. As Winston and I were talking about during the break, we've got to open up the phone lines more regularly. We do it about quarterly right now. We got to do it more often because we've got such a great listening audience. People, you know, calling in all over the country tonight with such well-articulated points of view and so knowledgeable. And that goes across the board for everyone who has called in tonight. It really speaks to the absolute high quality of those who tune into the Political Cesspool radio program. And the last caller was making a point that, has been forgotten by far too many. All of those black people that came to those rallies and marches back in the 60s, they were being bussed in. They didn't go on their own accord. They went because they got a little stipend, a little per diem. They got a free meal and round trip transportation to stay in a hotel. It was all paid for. All paid for. You know, the people who are going to the Glenn Beck rally today, as misguided as they are sincere in their beliefs, and a lot of their beliefs mirror ours. They're just, they're backing the wrong horse is what they're doing. You know, they're backing Glenn Beck as if he is the standard bearer for their beliefs when the exact opposite is, in fact, true. They should be coming and supporting this radio program and organizations like ours. But anyway, great callers tonight. What a great audience. What an honor it is to serve as your voice. But I got to get to this. I've been wanting to get to this all night long. Final word tonight, final segment. I'm going to give everybody here a little homework assignment. I'm going to talk to you now about Wikipedia. Okay, Wikipedia. I actually came across an article, and it was just too good to pass up. I put it on the blog. It's on the blog right now. Zionist editing on Wikipedia. There's actually a course over in Israel, a class that Zionists can go to, and it helps them alter Wikipedia entries that will fit the Zionist model of how things are, the Zionist point of view. It's a class exclusively for Zionists, which, you know, obviously shouldn't surprise you because Israel is an apartheid state. Israel is a racially segregated state. It's okay for them to be that way, though. Not so good for anybody else in the world. But anyway, class for Zionist editing. And whoever the editor is, whatever little twerp is the primary editor of the Political Cesspools entry on Wikipedia, must have been in this class. I'm telling you, he had to be there. He's probably the director. The Wikipedia article on the political cesspool, by the way, has been named a featured article, which if anyone not familiar with Wikipedia, they might not know. To be a featured article is the highest and rarest honor that can be bestowed. At present, there are a total of 3,392,939 articles, nearly 3.5 million articles on the English version of Wikipedia. Of that 3.5 million articles, only 3,011 of them are featured articles, so less than 1%. The Political Cesspools article is a featured article. Now, that article has seen absolutely no input from my staff, not at all, and quite naturally, is substantially biased against our work here on the radio, and is heavy on the criticism while going to great pains to leave out the substantial amount of acclaim and praise that we've garnered over the years, save the brief mentioning of me being named an honorary Memphis City Councilman. So the homework assignment is this. You got to go to wikipedia.org or wikipedia.com, whatever it is, type in the political cesspool. And if you are a registered editor of Wikipedia, I encourage you to go in there and jack with that thing, because I am telling you, it is, you know, 95% of it is what the SPLC has to say about us, and the other 5% is what the ADL has to say about us. So I encourage fans of our work, of our program, to go and add their thoughts and comments to the discussion of the political cesspool at Wikipedia and edit the article should you have something of value to add. Winston, I don't know. I know you know about Wikipedia. I don't follow Wikipedia. I don't, you know, obviously Wikipedia is very biased in nature. And if you go to Wikipedia to get your facts and figures about any given organization or individual, you're probably going to be led astray. I know you're going to be led astray if you go to our article there. But, If you go in there, and I've never tried it because, like I said, I just don't follow Wikipedia, but I have seen our article there. And I know some people who have emailed me to say that they have tried to go in there and make it a little more balanced. They've tried to go in there and add some facts about the show, and almost instantly it gets reverted back, meaning that whatever liberal nitwit is in charge of editing, you know, Wikipedia is supposed to be an open forum. Anybody can go in there and contribute to the articles. But if you go in there and try to positively contribute to the Political Cesspools article, what I'm told is it gets instantly changed back. And apparently right now, because they saw my blog entry telling people to go there and do this, they've locked it. Unless you're a registered editor of Wikipedia, you can't even go in there and add to the commentary on our program. But if you are a registered user of Wikipedia, please go there and jack with the article. That's your homework assignment. But Winston, where can you add about Wikipedia? I know you've had some run-ins with them.
I have had, I wouldn't call it a run, and I had a really good time with them. They used to have quite a lengthy blurb about me on there, and they used to put my name in quotation marks as if Winston Smith is not my real name. And I went on there and I said, look, you got this wrong. You need to take the quotation marks out. And we had a huge edit war over the identity of Winston Smith. They were saying that I was a gentleman named Harold Covington, and I objected to that. I don't know much about Harold Covington. I know he's held in some disdain in some quarters of our movement, and I know some people like him. But the point I wanted to make was, look, I am not him. I am not Harold Covington. Harold Covington is not me. And if somebody decides to exact some revenge or take action against me or my family because they wrongly think that I'm Covington, then there's going to be a problem.
Well, and the problem is, I mean, you know, obviously that's a problem there, you know, but this is Wikipedia. It's supposed to be, you know, obviously Wikipedia is like this online encyclopedia that's supposed to be the authority on who's what and what's what, and they can't even get basic facts right about who we are. I mean, you know, they've got some things in there saying I was married in 2008. Well, I was married in 2006. And these are just, you know, minor examples. Obviously, yours, Winston, was a big one because they said you were a completely different person than who you are. Mm-hmm. But it just goes to show that, you know, obviously them getting facts right isn't at a high priority. And if you go in there and you try, you know, like I said, it's a community where you can go in there and contribute to articles. Well, if you're point of view about our radio program doesn't match the liberal orthodoxy and their viewpoints of our show, if you're not quoting the SPLC or the ADL, then by God, you're going to have a hard time getting anything put up on there. And like I said, it's not that I really follow Wikipedia. It's not really that I care. But just out of pure spite, and I know this sounds low, but listen, I'm human, and I want to have some fun with this. Because the editor of our page thinks he's done some grand thing getting his article about us up to featured status, you know, we can change that. And I encourage you, now don't go in there and just vandalize it, but if you can add some objective points of view about our show that perhaps aren't there now, and basically anything good about our show, you're not going to find it there, go do it. Please do that for me. Go to Wikipedia.org, and if you can edit articles there, go to The Political Cesspools, and just type in The Political Cesspool. It'll take you right there. And the first thing you'll read is white supremacist, neo-Nazi, blah, 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 blah. Go there and edit that stuff, because that's not true. It's not true, and it shouldn't be on there. It's not true no more than Winston Smith being Harold Covington is true. So go there and do something fun and do something good for us tonight. Winston, you get the final word on Wikipedia and TPC.
Yeah, they finally resolved my name issue by somebody heard an interview with Harold Covington, and they compared voices, and they said, we might be wrong here. And then they realized, you know, I was interviewed by Newsweek magazine, and they said, well, you know, Newsweek magazine surely, you know, checked up on his identity, and if he was Harold Covington, they certainly would have pointed that out. So they finally got that right. But now they're saying that most of the show's hosts claim to be descendants of Confederate soldiers. And James, I know you are, but I have never made such a claim on the air. I don't think Bill Rowland ever has. Eddie the Bombardier Miller has not. So, you know, one out of four, that does not qualify as most. The person who edits this thing, he goes by the name Rock182 or something like that. And
he's one of the contributors. The main one is a guy named Stone Mason.
Yeah, Stone Mason, yeah. What was I going to say? You interrupted me, man.
Like I said, what you were saying is facts don't bother him.
If you try to edit that thing, you are going to come up against monumental disdain for the truth. And our edit war with them got so heated that they at one point they just deleted the article completely for several weeks. But then it came back on. The reason they said that they deleted it was because it was an insignificant radio program and wasn't worth the time of day. But you know, it's back up there, and it's important enough for them to slander, to libel us. Folks, do as James says. Just go in there, and you don't have to be a vandal. Just go in there and contribute your facts. Make sure you can cite them properly. And I guarantee you that if you say anything positive about it, it is going to be deleted. That proves our point.
We got to go, buddy. We're out of time. But go there and do that, ladies and gentlemen. We love you. Good night. God bless you. We'll see you next Saturday.
Or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.